Welcome to Juice Talk. What's up, man?
Hey,
How's it
Matt.
going?
Good. How
Found
are
me?
you?
Super. I'm glad we're able to get together and have a quick little powwow chat with some content out
Episode?
there.
Question mark, question mark.
It's a good question. I can do some quick homework here and get you a number.
Wow.
But we're still single digits, I think.
Yeah, we're struggling with the putting out regular clips here.
Yeah,
But such is life.
that we are, especially when there's families and kids involved. Episode six, apparently.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad.
No.
We're cruising along. So
It's tough season. Kids acting up. We got
got
Dave wants to,
sickness. We got.
would rather pluck his eyeballs out and wash them than dealing with the symptoms that he's got. So it sounds like it's tough given. Especially the fact that all of his kids and family were sick, and he was the last man standing. Now he's the lone guy sick. So,
Well, hey, we got two standing tonight, so we can talk about something, you know?
knock on wood, we're healthy.
That's right. Hopefully it stays that way.
Amen.
So
Amen.
what do you have in a glass tonight? Your elixir to keep you healthy.
Yeah, what's fending off the demons is an old Bardstown Discovery series. This is the sixth edition. So it's
Okay.
got the mix of K Kentucky, Tennessee, and a little bit of Indiana.
Okay.
But we're sipping on something that's about, I think the average here, we're talking 13 years old.
Okay.
How about
Love it.
you?
I've got a Russell's Reserve store pick. So the total wine from number of years ago that is getting down to the bottom. So figure we need to clean that one up before too much longer.
Not been open anything new. How have you been throughout the course of call it the last 11 months or so? Have you added more to the stash than consumed, or have you consumed more?
I have probably consumed more than added. If I look in the cabinet, it is, I mean, it's still full, but it's a little more barren than it once was. I feel like recently I've added through trades or otherwise. I've picked up a couple things, a couple, I don't know. I feel like I pick up the more elusive bottles and trades, and that seems to dwindle the stockpile of other things, which
Two
is
for ones,
fun.
three for ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since I wait in line every once in a while, but I'm not, to get that Stag Junior, I'm not willing to stand in line at
1 a.m.
midnight, 1 a.m. and wait in line for 8 hours, you know.
Yeah. It was a different life. I used to be that guy.
Yeah, I think we all did. Then you get enough stuff and you try enough things and you realize there's good stuff to be had. And we're getting the benefit of the slowdown a little bit because things
Especially.
seem to kind of sit a little bit longer. And you get there on Sunday morning at pick up your groceries and see what's there. And oftentimes there's something of interest.
It's not overpicked. And hell, there's stuff that you're walking by, even shelfers that are, at least I've found a couple of good shelfers that I'm rolling with.
What are those? If you don't mind indulging me.
Happy to share. I mean, we've been big Bardstown fanboys and sharing that with
That's
the
true.
masses, even though that's been hard to come by, and more have picked up on that train. But Russell's is definitely one that's big for me, and I think that the small batch 10 year, the single barrel red label two that I like, but I really like the rare breed, Wild Turkey Rare Breed. I think that's a really good one for 116 point whatever Or proof.
For $49 or
And
whatever it
yeah,
is.
and you can't beat the price, and I really like it. So that's one that I'd like to continue to keep on the shelf. And same with the Russells. And even Knob, I found myself going more and more back to some of the Knob Creek editions because you can't go wrong with 12, and that's hard to find still. But some of the 9 year or some of the standard stock stuff that they're putting out there is still pretty tasty that I find like pleasantly surprising. And when I first started, I would have kind of labeled Knob as like the roughest of the standards from Maker's Mark, which is pretty soft, sweet, mild. Woodford, a classic, can always drink it. And then Knob, more of a that'll still put a little hair on your chin and kind of rough you up a bit. But going for the higher proof stuff, I think I like that and still find different notes. It's not always a winner of a bottle, but you can't go wrong with those three. I still love Woodford. I still love Makers, and Knob, I think, has got more that they're putting out that I still like. So yeah, those are some shelfers that I'll keep grabbing a couple of bottles of. It's interesting though, because I'd say over the course of time, I've had this like hockey stick chart. If I pictured my inventory levels, it probably looks like the start of a peak of a mountain. And then this year has been a bit of a 180, and I've drastically turned it down because yeah, you've seen it's the home inventory stock. It's a four story or four tiered shelf that usually is always full, and now we're two shelves full and pretty empty on the bottom two. So I've been doing a lot of drinking and a lot more consuming than I have been replenishing, but it's good. A lot of focus on the quality of the stuff that I'm going after now versus trying to get as much quantity. So
That's where I'm at. You only need so many, E.H. Taylor small batches in your life. And, I'm sure at one point many of us had, five, six of those things piled up in a stash somewhere, thinking you'd never get your hands on them again. And but now, as we know, everything ebbs
Weller
and
Red.
flows and Weller Red. I haven't seen a Weller
Trade.
Red in a long time.
No, not Ohio, at least.
I had one, or I had it at the bar the other night because it had been a long time since I'd had one. It's good. It was
Yeah.
better than I remembered.
Yeah.
But I've certainly been quality over quantity as well. And also trying to, my MO. I'm trying to, if there's something different out there, something new that I haven't tried, I'll usually, pull a trigger just to try something different. But
This will shock you, actually. So, because I've been super cognizant of trying to dial back how much I'm getting, I didn't sign up for the last Found North. It was a Golden Finch. And given my success rate with Found North, you'd think
nearly
that
a
I'd be
hundred
applying
percent.
for every single bottle, especially the wife, too. She's been hitting it about the same clip that I have. But I didn't sign up, not because I didn't want to. I actually wanted to. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be good. I'm going to showcase that I've got control. Don't necessarily need to say yes to every single bottle. I was also thinking a little bit about Single Barrel Saturday here, OHLQ, and the special event coming up. So I was thinking to myself, all right, there might be more than one bottle that I want to go after. We'll see. And we can dive into that a little bit later. But I didn't sign up. Did you sign up? Did you try your hand at the Golden? Was it Golden Finch? Or
I
Gold
did
something?
not. I think it was Goldfinch or something like that. No, I did not. Similar thought process. I saw it was a $170 bottle plus, $20 of shipping.
Shipping.
You're probably $200 all in when
Out the
after
door.
taxes, when all is said and done. And I sometimes look at it, from a, like you said, you can't have everything, but I look at it and say, would I rather spend $200 on that, or would I rather go to Single Barrel Saturday with $200 in pocket to, pick up one, two, three different things depending on what's there, how many times you want to go through the line.
Plus the $200 you were going to spend on SPS. So,
Well, yeah, that's true.
did you buy the Willett $400 bottle and walk out of there a happy
No.
man?
No, they did not have it at my store. It
Oh,
was
they didn't have it?
they did not have the Willett at my store. Nope.
I know we touched a little bit on it, but I didn't know that. Dang. Would you,
Yeah.
if they had it available, would you have considered it?
Oh, that'd be a tough pill to swallow. $400 is I have not cracked that price point yet in purchasing any one bottle. So I would have hemmed and hawed at it. Oftentimes, I feel like if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I really want to know that I like it.
Yeah.
And I've certainly had some Willett bottles that have been really, really good. But they're all single barrels, so you don't you never know. And Willett seems to be a very polarizing brand. People either love it or hate it, it seems like.
Yeah, I was actually, we took a trip there, and we can spend a whole episode talking about that trip, but like I was surprised at how many different offerings they had when we went to their restaurant, and it was a bit overwhelming, but also really cool to see. Especially because OHLQ gives you these like 3-word descriptors, and man, if I could work for them, I'd probably get a pay raise and could do 100% better. Especially given the technology advancements in AI, you could have ChatGPT write you up a way better description. But the descriptions that they had on their menu was pretty insightful and also piqued some interest of stuff that I hadn't necessarily tasted or tried before. But yeah, there's also just 1,000 pages of that stuff. And so you're also kind of like throwing darts, or you feel like, yeah, it's a bit of a gamble, especially for something that's $400. But
1,000 pages of different proofs and mash bills, and ranging from 8 years to 17, 18, 19 years. And,
right.
I don't think I know Willett's got four or five different mash bills, I think, but I don't think they disclose on the bottle what it is, or, I don't think there's any. So, you could have one that you could have an 11 year that you fall in love with, and, it could be a high corn recipe. And then, you're like, okay, I'll spend the $400 on this other one. It turns out to be a higher rye
Get
recipe. And
something
you're like,
completely different.
oh,
Yikes.
oh, whoops. $400, not well spent, at least according to my taste buds.
We had a case at the store I was at, and I was 24, 25 in line, something around there.
Was it there when you got there? Probably because everybody was picking up Weller 12 year, I would assume.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of Weller 12. In fact, I think that was the bottle of choice from most everybody ahead of me. We had 36, I believe.
Yeah,
That
we
is,
did too.
maybe I was in the 30s because we had 30 some odd, and there was, I think, 5 bottles of Willett by the time I got there. Darn near 2 cases of Four Roses, private barrel, the single barrel, and I think like 3 or so 12s remaining. So yeah, I think I was in the 30s actually, and that was the bottle that was flying off the shelf. I had option to pick up a 12, but I went with the Four Roses.
Okay. Is that what you were looking for when you
That was
showed up?
originally, yeah, and I was hoping for a foolproof release inclusive with the Weller 12, because I was going to go for the full proof. When it was just Weller 12, I don't get me wrong, love Weller 12, would grab a bottle, but not wanting to risk not getting one on a loop back around of Four
Yeah, that's
Roses. I was
fair.
like, I'd rather have the Four Roses versus the Weller 12, so I went with the Four Roses. But the Willet was kind of like lingering in the back of my ear
Yeah.
as I stood in line. And then when I get up to the desk and I'm like, all right, there's 2 cases of Four Roses and a case of Willett, essentially. No way the Willett makes it back through. Maybe the Four Roses will. I was like, do I really want to explain to the wife that I ended up dropping over $500 on Single Barrel Saturday? So I did the prudent choice, went with my gut, my original thought, and bought the Four Roses. But I did get back in. I did another loop around, Thankfully, I had an option for one of two remaining four roses. There was two different proofs. One was like the 62, and the other one was the 60 proof. They were both the F, I think. Yeah,
Okay.
it's the OBSF, I believe. So, yep, snagged two of those. Gave one to Dave. He was out of town, hanging out in the pool in Hilton Head.
Man.
Loser. So,
No.
but he didn't get a chance to do SBS, so he wanted a bottle, so I snagged him one.
No. He had all the feelers out 'cause he asked me to look for one too. And your scenario where you were thinking maybe you'd get shut out of the four roses did happen to me. I did go with the Weller 12 the first go around. I was probably 15 or 20th in line. But they only had one case. They had the 36 Weller 12s and then had one case of all of the other products that they had at the store I was at. So they had six Four Roses bottles. And after the Weller 12, I think those were quickly scooped up around the second go around. I had the option of the one I was hoping for. I wanted to try one of the Knob Creek cask strength one, the new single barrels they've been doing, but they did not have that at the store I was at, and so I was left kind of the second go around looking at a Pursuit United double oaked, which I've heard good things about, or the Frey Ranch single barrel, which I've also heard good things about.
Oh, nice.
And I kind of hemmed and hawed on it for a while, and the fanciness of the Frey Ranch bottle won out, and I picked that one up, and maybe a little bit the proof as well.
Nice.
So,
Was there a
you know.
pursuit still lingering?
They had three or four bottles the second go around, and they had this two or three Frey Ranches. So I was kind of that was going to be the last trip through either way. So we kind of just had to go eeny meeny miny mo and landed on the Frey Ranch. So
Made a decision and moved.
that's right. So and I've heard good things, and I've never tried either. So I, you know, in my desire and want to just try new things, either was a good option. So
Love it. I love it. Yeah, do you think we'll get any other releases here in Ohio for the rest of the year? Think there'll be that like random Tuesday, Thursday drop that happens sometime in mid-December?
if history is any indication, I would think that maybe we will. It would seem that there's some big ticket bottles that haven't made their way through yet, Ohio, whether that ends up being lottery or whether it ends up being, you know, something else. You know, they had the ticket hunt last year,
Forgot about that.
for the, you know, the miscellaneous bottles. But you know, that's how they did King of Kentucky and Cellar Aged and the Russell's Single
Rick
Rick
has.
and I forget what else ran through there.
Gold
But
ran through there and
oh yeah,
something
Golden Straight from
else.
the Barrel and some
Straight
other
from the
things.
barrel.
So you know, I think between the I don't know if the Jack 10, 12, 14s this year have come through Ohio. The Single Rick certainly has not. I don't think Beacon has come to Ohio yet. That's one that's on my list that I'd love
That's
to
supposed to come.
try. I don't know. But love to try that one. So my hope is that they're holding some good stuff back for some big drop in December that they seem to have done in some way, shape, or form the last several years. But you never
Yeah.
know. I'm sure the people on the inside already know the time, the date, and the method, and are keeping that close to the vest. But I'm sure they'll drop
Yeah.
some hints.
I did completely forget about the ticket process, and I think that they did that to appease the storefront, because the storefronts over the last 2 or 3 years prior to that were like, I'm tired of people knowing there was a drop at 3 o'clock and
Yeah.
all the chaos and
Lining up at noon.
So yeah, they may go back to that silly ticket methodology and give the gas stations their boost in revenue for the month of December, but yeah, I'm sure there'll be something. Plus the antique lottery that
Yeah, that's come
when do
and
we find out
gone.
about that? Yeah,
Come
that's
and
done.
gone.
That's closed. Have they
Yeah.
not? They don't announce winners yet, right?
They have already announced the winners.
Well, great. I didn't win. Didn't
Yeah,
know.
I didn't win either. So,
Dang it.
yeah, I think they
There,
announced the
I
winners
was.
on Friday.
See, I was knee deep in wrangling some monkeys, so.
Well, you can go punch your entry number in and just double check that you were a loser. But I think I saw the stats and it was about a 1.5% hit rate. So.
Based on the number of people that entered, yeah, great.
Yeah, but
Valid.
the numbers indicated that the number of entries were down from last year, but also the number of bottles that Ohio had were also down.
Dang, we need Jim back.
So
Hashtag bring back Jim.
yeah, just load Ohio up with all that stuff.
He was getting us all the special antique collection product.
Yeah, I was gonna try and. I saw him. I was going to try and go back and find him real fast.
Speaking of Ohio and big stuff going on, we got a big game coming up here on Saturday.
Yes, we
The
do.
game,
The
greatest
game.
rivalry in all of sport,
That's right.
famously
Despite
stated
what
by
the,
Urban.
yeah, despite what the pundits and the critics will have you believe, it still means a lot.
I mean, anybody saying that this game doesn't mean a lot is bonkers.
Correct.
This game, I mean. I did see a question. I think it was Portnoy was doing one of his interviews with
Yeah.
Greg, and yeah, I hate that guy, but I still watch a lot of his content. I'm not a subscriber to stuff. It's all through Twitter and X
Sure.
and social media, like snippet clips of the 2 hour sessions that each of his groups do.
Yep.
I just don't have 2 hours to sit down and actually listen to these things and watch the
Correct.
streams, but I love the quick highlights that social media gives you. But it was him, and it was Greg and Greg Olson and Coach Gruden, and they're like, "Oh," Greg asked them, "What would you prefer to be, last year's Michigan or last year's Ohio State?" And he goes, "Oh, I want to be Michigan." And then he goes on some diatribe. He's like, "The goal is to win national championships." And he's like, "Greg's like, but you just said you'd rather be Michigan, you idiot."
Yeah, what are
So
we talking about? You can't have it both ways.
it's and this is what he's supposed to do. Like, he's supposed to stir the coals
Correct.
and get
Yeah.
everybody
That's
riled up
why he's
and.
being paid to be on that show.
Paul, he calls, Ev and Tate, revisionist history folks and all that stuff. But
Yep.
Ev had been calling him out years ago when we were raking Michigan over the coals. And I remember the year he came to the game when we ended up like spanking him 62-10, and Ev was going hard on Prez and all that stuff. And he's like, "Yeah, this game doesn't matter." So it's funny because all the stuff that he throws back in their face over the last 4 years, those guys can do it too. But
No.
yeah, we'll take a slice of humble pie. We'll wait to see how everybody's feeling after Saturday's game's over with. But I'm looking forward to the game, and I am very much excited to see what this team can do. So it's going to be a
Man.
hostile environment. It's going to be tough. Throw the records out the window. Doesn't matter
Yep, never does.
what stats you've put up. And if any year was a good year, it was last year, and I don't want to spend too much time about last year because that's got a big sour taste in my mouth. But this year, I think if anything, the coaching staff has grown the most, as evidence of the historic run that we went on to win the Natty. And while that's great, that's sweet, it's good to see the mindset shift and the throw caution to the wind and just play what to what works, play to what the defense has given you. Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and then in the Natty game against Notre Dame, it's like, yeah, that's the same mentality that these coaches need to come and showcase that they can get over that mental hump because we got the talent.
Yeah.
So
And I fully expect they can. I think last year was a turning point through that playoff. I think this year been criticized for being boring a lot, but if you can play, real live bullet games and go to work and just say I'm good enough that I can focus my effort on working on this one facet of the game. Like they've run the ball a lot the last, 2, 3 weeks. And because it was wildly inconsistent, they didn't know what they had. And, they've been able to, seemingly right the ship a little bit. Found some good freshman backs. Bo Jackson's good. Isaiah West is good. Like they've got a pretty talented group of backs there that are growing up kind of before our eyes. And obviously, you know about the receivers, and I think as we saw in the playoff and kind of what I've heard Ryan Day and the coaching staff allude to is, we can turn the keys to the Ferrari at any point. Like, we're doing what we need to do and methodically plodding our way through a 14, 15, 16 game season. And we'll see what they open up a little. I'm sure they'll open it up a little bit this week, and hopefully those guys on the outside are healthy and have gotten right. But we'll see. That defense is fun to watch, though.
I know. I mean, all things considered, it sounds like Jeremiah is going to go. Carnell's the big question mark because the calf strain could be more than we realize. And I don't think they're going to risk one game for a playoff run. And I don't think they'd risk, even if there was no playoff run, I don't think they'd risk one game to help this kid get into a top first round draft pick. And more on the line when you're talking about that kind of money. But I know he just has got to be itching to want to get
Yeah,
onto
he
that
wants to
field
be out there.
to go beat these guys and get his pair of gold pants. So I think if he's not a go, I think it's truly because he's gonna be in pads, he's gonna be in a jersey. It's just gonna be, either him with one leg trying to go out there and somebody's pulling him off the field, or like he just is like it just can't go. But we'll see. I think we'll have at least Smith there, and the firepower behind him is all 5 stars and have a ton of confidence in him. I think what's interesting though is before I touch on the defense, I've heard like the key, like they've been kind of playing vanilla for a while, and I agree they have, but they haven't had a need to like fire up the Ferrari. But I'm also like, if there is a one concern, it's the concern of like if you put a kid who's 16 and just got his license into a Ferrari and doesn't know kind of what he's got, like yeah, you got a little concern of like, do you know how to steer this thing? Can you tame the Ferrari? And Michigan is always a game where it's close, even if it shouldn't be close. It's a tight-knit game. We're
Can't
behind,
let
something like that.
the emotions get to you.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to like go down the field and control clock and keep the ball out of our hands and take an 8 minute drive and get a first score and we're playing from behind, something like that. And there may be a time where we gotta go score fast and we don't try to play the stupid, oh, we're gonna show our toughness thing and run the ball like we did last year when we didn't need to. But if we stall a couple of quick drives, like we just gotta keep our patience. And we may not be able to open up the throttle on the Ferrari against this team because we just haven't necessarily done it before. It's going to take us a little bit of time. And that's where I think if the coaching staff can kind of get out of their own head and just go with what the defense is giving you and let these boys run, if it's working through the air, screen passes, something like that, let it happen. We could blow the brakes off these guys. But if we try to play them match for match, or the O-line had their struggles the last couple of weeks. So Bo Jackson is a stud, but if it's not working, then no worries. I think on the defensive side of the ball, the defense has been phenomenal, but Rutgers was weird because we weren't stopping the run as well as we should have been. So a bit of a yellow flag, but like if we aren't flocking to the ball, I know they've got two huge horses in the backfield. I get the sense that is it are they both going to go, or is there one guy that's potentially out due to injury?
I thought they were both potentially out due to injury.
If one or both of them are out, that's a big yikes for Michigan. If one of them's still there, good, but hopefully he's tired by about halftime. If they're both there, that could be a bit of a struggle where we're going to have to ensure that they're not just running the ball up and down the field because that's going to consume clock and we can strike fast. That's kind of our, that plays to our strength to some extent, but we just need to make sure that we're not flustered if it goes up 7-zip and our first drive stalls and we go 3 and out, 6 and out, because again, we can strike fast. And that's the thing that I love about our coaching staff is they can adapt, and they've done it throughout the course of each game this year, is adapt to what the defense is giving you and make the right adjustments. So, hostile environment, it's going to be tough. I don't expect us to lead the entire 60 minutes. I think we'll be down at some point. But man, I think once we find our stride, look out.
Yeah, agreed. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be chewing my fingers off for starting at 8 a.m. that morning, probably waiting to till 3:30 in the afternoon until it's done. But we'll be fun to watch.
I won't sleep. Come Friday, I won't sleep. I'll be so stoked.
That's right. So, but that'll be good. Got Thanksgiving before that, but so looking forward to that.
Lots of good food, lots of good drinks. I'm sure Matt will be sipping some wine. Dave will
Probably.
probably be, watching his beloved Lions on
Lions. That's right.
Thanksgiving. Hopefully cheering at the TV, not yelling at the TV. So it's
That's the hope.
lots of things to be excited about, lots of things to be thankful for.
Yep.
Thankful for all you guys too. So
Likewise. Be a good week.
it will be. Well, it's good to catch up with you, man.
You too.
We're running out of time here, but nice to tuck in the books, and we
Yep.
will, I'm sure, get
Do
some
it
more
again
content
soon.
out there for everybody again soon.
Absolutely.
Cheers. Have a good night, man.
Cheers. Good night.
See ya.
See ya.